one of the diseases that is around that always creates a bit of controversy, and there is a study that will be taking place shortly, some new research at the Murdoch University. And one of the organisations getting behind that is the CWA, the Country Women's Association. Talk to us a little bit about that this morning and how the fundraising's going is the president of the Maitland branch, Barbara Heckman. Good morning, Barbara. I guess we'll first start out by asking you, what is it about Lyme disease that attracted you to this study and wanting to get behind it?
Good morning, Mark. And yes, at CWA, we have allocations from each branch that all get sent to state headquarters. And each year we have medical research and we donate to that. And at Maitland, we donated over the last 2 years $2,000 to the medical research, which is Lyme disease.
Okay, so it's all happening there. I guess so far, you've mentioned you got the $2,000 so far. There has been a little bit of interest about this since this story first appeared in the papers in the last couple of days. A lady from Raymond Terrace has contacted you with some information.
Yes, that's right. She has had this the condition for 4 years. She has not been overseas, which is contrary to what the argument is that you must catch this overseas. Local doctors weren't recognising the symptoms, but she has found a GP on the Central Coast who's helping her. Of course, the best thing would be to go to Germany for treatment, which is a bit out of the question financially. Her words were, Australia is 25 years behind with treatment. She was blood tested in Australia and it came back negative. And then blood samples went to the USA for testing and they came back showing that she had the Borrelia virus and other viruses in the blood connected. She can no longer work full-time, struggles to hold on to her job. She can only work off and on. And the cost of her medication is $200 a week. Not subsidised by the government. So these are the problems that people are facing if they do have symptoms of this condition.
Yes, it is a lot of money to have to come up with week after week. Margaret, just $200 straight off the top. And
yes.
Hopefully she can get to the university to become part of that trial and hopefully it can move forward. If anybody's looking to get involved and contribute to the fundraising activities that you've got going with the CWA, how can they get involved?
We can take donations, CWA of New South Wales. If they like to contact our branch, we can give further details on that or any other CWA branch.
Excellent. And as I promised before we started, Margaret, I'm not going to hold you up to any technical questions about the disease, so I'm not going to make you put your GP hat on this morning.
Thank you.
Margaret, thank you for taking the time with us this morning, and good luck, and hopefully we get a good news story out of that when it's all said and done, okay?
Yes, hope so too. Thanks very much.
That's Barbara Heckman, president of the Maitland Country Women's Association with their fundraising for Lyme disease, and good luck to them in all of their works there.